Hello and welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain, a North Bend Theater's one and only podcast where we talk about things that are behind the curtain. This week we're gonna... I don't have a sound effect for opening a curtain. This week it's... empty! That's not what Behind the Curtain means. Behind the Curtain, our podcast where we talk about the goings-ons, behind the scenes of the theater, operations, movie discussions, stuff, and selection, events. This is going to come out on a Monday. It is going to be the 20th. So this is episode for late April of 2020. If you're listening to this in the far-flung future, we are in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. If you're listening to it in the present, I am preaching to the choir. I am one of your hosts, Steven Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I'm your other host, Skylar Prosser, the manager of the North Bend Theater.
If you've listened to our last episode, not much has changed. Our auditorium is still closed for movies. We do not have show times on our schedule. We are continuing to do to-go concessions. That's popcorn, candy, and soda, as well as the specialty popcorn buckets for Trolls World Tour. And we have an absolute metric ton of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker limited cups. I say limited.
44-ounce cups.
I say limited. We have a lot of them. If you want Star Wars cups, at all enjoyed the Star Wars movie or enjoy the Star Wars franchise as a whole and want to get some cool cups with the branding and the arts and stuff, we have them. So
yeah,
we have them and we don't want to keep them is what I should say.
Please come and buy the cups. Take them away.
That is Monday through Sunday, 5 to 8. There is no change as far as time, depending on what weekday, and it is all 7 of the days in the week. It's a roundabout way to talk about that. We are also, as a couple of the staff, doing some live streams of games on Twitch, twitch.tv/NorthBendTheater. We're playing games. We're changing up sort of the timing on, I guess, Monday, the day this releases. So
yeah,
Monday,
we won't have a live stream then. We'll be switching to just Thursdays and Saturdays.
Thursdays and Saturdays. What was it? 6 to 8?
6 to 8, yeah.
Evening time. That's what we're changing it up to. Might change it again later. It's not like super set in stone. We're kind of being flexible with it. We're doing that as sort of a volunteer thing. The staff, we aren't getting paid for it. We're trying to get to the Twitch affiliate, which is the first sort of rung that you can get to within the hierarchy of a Twitch channel, so that you can start making money via live streaming. So yeah. If you guys want to
use and also it unlocks some other fun features, right?
Like, yep. So
we get
special emotes and you'd be able to special emotes. And there's I think one or two other small things. There's also a couple of like unlocks in the back end of Twitch as far as our flexibility on what we can do. So if once we hit the next sort of step for us to get to Twitch affiliate is we need 50 followers. We have about 26. If you guys have a Twitch account or know your kids have a Twitch account or something, if you guys wouldn't mind going over to twitch.tv/NorthBendTheater and giving us a follow, that would be greatly appreciated. Once we get to Twitch affiliate and we can, we have access to the monetization. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Twitch Prime gives you one single free to you subscription to a Twitch channel per month. So you can go to twitch.tv/NorthBendTheater and redeem your Twitch Prime subscription. And that will then, again, no additional cost to you. That will then count as a subscription to us and will help benefit the North Bend Theater. Again, if you have, Twitch is owned by Amazon, which is a really sort of, I'm going maybe into the weeds here. But that's another way for you guys to help us out. Every month that refreshes. So if you do it within the month of April, it will go away once it switches over to May, and you can go and resubscribe. You have to do it every month. It's a little bit of a pain in the rear, but it is free to you, and it helps benefit us. So once we get to that Twitch affiliate, then we can take those. We will happily accept your Twitch affiliate or your Twitch.
Once, Twitch subscriptions.
Yeah, once we reach Twitch affiliate, we will happily happily accept your Twitch subscriptions. Recommendation is to use that Twitch Prime subscription.
Yeah,
it is free to you.
And a note for streaming for us, or watching us, or joining. If you go to thenorthbendtheater.com/livestream, you can view the Twitch stream there. But if you want to actually chat and talk to us, you will have to create a Twitch account, and there's a big shiny button on that page where you can go to our page on Twitch, and if you don't have an account, Twitch will prompt you to create one, and then you can chat.
And you can create one because it's owned by Amazon. You can connect to your Amazon account.
Yep.
Connect via your Amazon account, so then you automatically have that Twitch Prime.
Yeah. Sorry, my point there was just that if you wanted to chat, you have to have an account.
Yeah.
No, you can watch the stream on our page without an account, but
it simplifies, you want to chat. It will simplify the sign up process, and the later on down the road when you want to use that Twitch Prime that free subscription you can give, it's easier to do it once you start creating the account rather than going back. It's a little bit of a pain in the rear, but
so far, we've covered a lot of fun games. We did Age of Empires last week, and
been playing
Animal Crossing and Pokemon Shield.
We went and played some Halo Reach, Blast from the Past for me. It's been a while.
That was fun.
Been a hot minute since I've played any Halo.
We managed to power through like half the campaign in the live stream.
Yeah, I think we got through, let's see, 1, 2, 3, four and a half missions out of, I think, 10 or 11. So, yeah, that was impressive. Our goal isn't a speed run, and that's, I mean, nowhere near speed run times, but I think
we were just going quick.
Yeah, I've played it enough times, and heroic is just the right difficulty to be tough in some encounters, but also be comfortable as far as a difficulty level. It felt so good to go back to that game. So
I remember when that game was initially coming out. We got to play the beta. We signed up for the beta thing they had for a while.
Yeah.
I remember my mom was also super into it, and she woke us up at like 4 o'clock in the morning when the beta launched so we could jump on and play Halo Reach.
What game did that bundle with? Was it Halo 3 ODST? Or did it bundle with a different game? Because the Halo 3...
I don't remember it bundling with anything.
Was it its own thing? Because the Halo 3 beta bundled with Crackdown.
I remember there was an update for Halo 3 that was like the matchmaking expansion or something like that. I thought that bundled with something.
Let me see.
It's been a while.
Halo 2 had its own beta, which somehow my dad was a Microsoft employee and was able to participate in the Halo 2 beta. This was, God, years ago. Halo 3's Halo 3's beta, public beta, I think was tied to like Crackdown or Crackdown 2. So you had to buy a copy of Crackdown or Crackdown 2 to get the Halo 3 beta, which was interesting. I think definitely boosted sales for Crackdown, but who knows how many people actually played that game. And then maybe Halo Reach was a separate thing. And I don't think there's been a beta for a Halo game public since Reach, I would assume.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a fun. I hope we can go through more of those Halo games, because
Yeah, well, we need to make sure this time we have Halo CE downloaded.
Yeah, I mean, we should finish Reach, and then it'll go right into Halo CE. That's kind of the point of the release schedule for the Master Chief Collection on PC, is that it's in chronological order as far as the timeline of Halo. So,
okay, so you can finish one, and then the next one will be released, and finish that one.
Yeah, well, there's a bigger gap on the in-between between releases of playing the games.
Play it slowly, savor it.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, the Halo franchise is comfort food for me, so... We have covered some of the stuff that we have been doing. We got a couple of new things we're going on right now, Skylar. What do we got that's going on that's new?
Well, just launched, well, it would have been last Friday. We have our North Bend Theater Virtual Cinema. We are signing up or partnering, however you want to go about it. With a couple film distributors who are being super cool, and rather than distributing their films to theaters because they can't right now, they're doing it online. So they host their movies in these virtual screening rooms. So ours will be North End Theater with our logo on it. And you can go to their website or through our shared links and rent the movie like you normally would an online rental service, except that 50% of all rental revenue supports us through our virtual stream room.
Through our links.
Yeah.
There's a small handful of those movies up right now, and one of them interested me. There was the one I believe that was on gerrymandering, which is a very odd thing to be interested by.
Yeah, I saw that too. I read the description and I was like, "Oh, this isn't like a an art film or something
like
that."
It's a documentary.
Documentary style, yeah.
Let me see. Go into the page.
It's called Slay the Dragon.
Yeah, so there's Once We Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson in the band. It seems to be documentary on a...
Oh, I keep accidentally typing that in wrong. Uh-huh. I keep wanting to say Once We Were Brothers too.
Oh, did I say...
literally Once We're brothers.
Okay.
I keep messing that up every so that time seems, I go to search it.
Yeah, that seems to be a 60s band documentary. A Bacurau. Let's see. This is...
that one I'm excited for us to get because that one's actually either nominated for or winning a lot of awards right now. It's pretty popular.
I can't tell what kind of movie it is. It seems like it's some sort of action-ish drama movie. And then we have The Whistlers, which seems to be a heist movie. And then Slay the Dragon, the gerrymandering documentary. So these are coming, it looks like, in a sort of burst or a short burst.
We've offset the dates that the screening rooms will open. So we don't, if we do them all at once, uh-huh. It'd be hard to catch them all at once. But so we offset them for convenience.
So Once We're Brothers is already out by the time you're listening to this. Bacurau is coming out on the 24th. The Whistlers is also coming out on the 24th. And then Slay the Dragon is coming out May 1st. So,
yeah. And we already have some tickets in for some other films. There's one called Balloon, which is, I think, from what it looks like, a movie about a hot air balloon escape during the Cold War.
Interesting.
So that looks really fun. The art's really cool because it's all like this dark war colors, and then the hot air balloon is in these super bright, vivid, like rainbow colors.
Huh.
In the image, I thought the art looked really cool.
Fascinating. Well, I have plenty of time, so I think I'm going to give a couple of these movies a watch. Do we have any details on the prices for those?
I believe they will all be $12. I think one of them might have been $7, but for the most part, I think they're all $12.
Are those a rent or a buy?
They're a rent. Okay. So this is a limited online virtual cinema run. So these aren't available on like video on demand regular services.
Uh-huh.
They're not available for purchase yet.
Okay.
They're only available through these virtual cinema screening rooms.
And
so it's like a theater run, but online.
Okay. And you said half of all of the revenue for that goes to the theater?
Yep.
Awesome.
You get half of all rental revenue.
These are all definitely movies that I would not normally watch, but again, I have plenty of time, so I'm going to go watch a couple of these.
I'm surprised with how fast, too, some of these companies, I don't know if they just set up these pages. I mean, we only just found out about them because of everything that's going on. I don't know if they already had these services happening or ready to go, but it would be cool to look at being able to continue to do this after we've reopened, because we only have one screen. But maybe we could keep kind of highlighting different films we wouldn't be able to get.
That is a cool idea, because I know a number of these, we've had a handful of people that have requested us doing more art films, but the problem is they just don't do art or indie films. They just don't do as well as far as attendance, and I think this would actually be a really interesting way to bring some of those movies. So,
and like some theaters have like little small separate cinema rooms, so you have their big auditorium, and then they have like little rooms that hold up to 20 or 30 people, and they can show one of these indie films on that room and that screen while they're doing their main movie in the main auditorium, but we don't have that. So we can't just be like, okay, well, we got the big hit Disney film, so we're going to show this art film in our second room. We don't have that second room.
We don't have that second room, but this could be it. It could be a digital room.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, I think that's about it. Unless, do you think, are we missing anything?
No. That's about all that's happening. Virtual cinema, live streams, order to go concessions. We're working on hopefully some other new things we can do. And looking forward to when we can open again.
Yeah. No dates on that yet. Actually, I had somebody ask about that yesterday. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
what was it? The Cinemark chain has tentatively announced a reopening date of July 1st.
That's hilarious.
So how could you? I don't know how they could. Maybe they got inside information that we don't. But
inside information in the current climate is probably not inside information for very long. So I'm very pessimistic when it comes to all of this kinds of news. So you know.
I know NATO was estimating either a July, and for those of you who don't know, it's not the military organization. That's the National Association of Theater Owners, NATO, was estimating a July or August reopening of theaters.
Yeah, that's very optimistic. Good luck is what I'll tell them. I mean, I want to go back to normal, but yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back in 2 weeks. This podcast will continue no matter what's happening. So we'll come back with hopefully some more news, maybe some more movies coming up on our digital service thing. Hopefully some more positive news, or I don't know, candy explanation, or not explanation, but
new fun programs, I don't know. Actual estimate to when theaters will open.
Something. We'll be back in 2 weeks with something. We'll have something. We're not going away, so.
We're continuing to do things.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.